say be careful what you teach your little children. Make sure I know.
Since the start of the year, the airwaves and newspapers have been flooded with stories of children suffering abuse, being reported missing, and worse, murdered. All well-thinking Jamaicans agree that the abuse and murder of our children must stop, and we all have a part to play in making sure this happens. Today we share some of your suggestions for keeping our children safe, along with recommendations from the Office of the Children's Advocate. Stay tuned.
If the government put in system to start, put some pressure on the parents them for learning the children them to have their own way, like going to dance and everything, both children and parents going to dance and so. The church again need to play more part in it.
We should go back to the system where it takes a village to raise one child, because we have moved away from that, and as a result of that, nobody's business with anybody's child. It's just looking at your child alone, and nothing is taken about the child who lives next door to you. But if we go back to that, we should have a safer community.
Help your child to be safety conscious. Tell them there are bad adults who may try to hurt them. Tell them not to interact with unfamiliar people unless they receive your permission. Let them know also that sometimes adult relatives or friends of the family may try to hurt them. Encourage your child to tell you about anyone or anything that makes them feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
I think we need a parenting class. That some of the younger parents them, that they can go and learn how to be a parent.
I believe we keep children safe, we keep them inside, at home. You know, plenty of children are dying now because people don't take care of them children and leave them up. Understand me, leave them inside, gonna dance, gonna club and leave them inside and the house get burned down.
They can come together and form a group and protect the children in the community, so not much harm can be done.
Set boundaries for the places and events your child can attend, the people they can associate with, and the kinds of activities they can participate in. Tell your child not to accept anything from other persons without your permission. Make sure they understand that they must have your permission before they can attend an event or join an activity.
Communities, children can keep them safe by telling them what to do. Do not tell them to do wrong. And obey the rules and respect others and give them things that they want so they go straight.
Community can keep children safe by looking out for them. It can help them out if their parents don't have nothing to give them. It can help them and it can teach them the good from the bad. And if I see them going to stray, I can stop them.
If we see a child out there not doing so well in school or having a problem, we should offer a helping hand to assist that child in any way possible that we can.
Choose babysitters carefully. Be sure to get references. Exchange contact details with trusted neighbors and encourage them to keep an eye on your older children if they are home alone. Ensure that your children are able to contact you easily in the event of an emergency and have an emergency plan to help them stay safe.
My community is helping the children, you know, again, to help them with their homeworks, who has problems of a youth program in our community, which the children can come in and ask for assistance if necessary.
But physically, they can watch the activities of the children, see if they are going outside of their bound. Mentally, the adults must watch their activities to guide the students and the children in the right direction.
In the words of author Virginia Postrel, society needs both parents and non-parents to raise children. While raising children is the most important work most people will do, not everyone is cut out for parenthood, and as many a childless teacher has proved, raising kids is not the only important contribution a person can make to their future. What role can you play? Let's show our children we care. For tips on how to make a difference in the lives of our children, contact the Office of the Children's Advocate at 948-1293. You may also contact the Child Development Agency at 948-6678.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.